And here we are on the fly, a beautiful day down here at the Vintage Red Barn. You're listening to EAA Radio here at Oshkosh 2011. I'm joined by H.G. Frauci, the Executive Director of Vintage. Hey, H.G., it's another beautiful year, and guess what? We're not sloshing around.
Jay, isn't it amazing? We finally don't have to sit here and worry about whether or not we're going to short out the equipment as we sit here. It's been actually gorgeous. You know, it's funny, for those of you who don't live in the area, the weather has been really kind of flaky all spring. We had a wet, cold winter and a wet, cold spring right up until about mid-June, and we thought, well, come on, let's work on this a little bit. Bang, here's what we got. I can live with this.
Anyway, look around. 2 days ago, you and I were both here, and there was hardly any airplanes parked down in the North 40.
Yeah.
Vintage was a little bit slow, and look at it now. It's just amazingly, the skies opened up. Airplanes, I guess yesterday, the arrival was just crammed with airplanes, and they just poured into the North 40 and over here as well.
This here in the Vintage area, we parked our first airplane last Thursday. We do have folks who always set up and get ready before then, but they actually brought the airplane on Thursday. And then very quickly, things started to fill in. Friday was a pretty busy day. There was a lot of weather to the south and to the west of us, and even a little bit to the east, so it made it tough for folks to get around the lake and get in here. But clearly, you can see that we're doing real well. We had over 560 airplanes on the ground as of yesterday afternoon. And now I would say we're probably clearly close to 700 airplanes. We've been parking airplanes all morning.
So literally in the last day, more than half, a third of the arrivals came.
Yeah, at least that, yeah. And happily, one of the things that I noticed started filling in were antiques. Antiques, of course, can take a little longer to get here, and it's a little more challenging for folks to get them here. So if you have any kind of weather issue in the surrounding area, it can take them a little longer, and I'm really pleased to see that the antiques have started to fill in.
Yeah, well, me too. And there's some really cool airplanes. Tell us a little bit about what we should look forward to this year in Vintage.
Sure. Well, we'll start from north to south. The first thing you'll see when you walk into the area, and we'll talk about this a little bit later on, but when you first walk into the area, just right next to our wayfinding tower, you'll see our commemoration of the U.S. Airmail, the 100th anniversary of Airmail in the United States. There was a period of time there in the fall of 1911 where there were three or four different airmail projects that were done around the world, in India, one in France, and then just a couple weeks later here in the United States on Long Island. And like I said, we'll talk about the airmail in just a little bit. But right next to that, you'll see a couple of Lockheed 12s parked. It's the 75th anniversary of the Lockheed 12. And many folks will recognize that airplane as, first of all, being misidentified more often than any other airplane as a Beech-18.
Right.
But they're much more slender and, if you will, a little more attractive in some regards than a Beech-18. A Beech-18 kind of has the I'm a working airplane kind of look. And a Lockheed 12 has a little more svelte, I'm really a fast twin-engine airplane look to it. In fact, there's another one parking right now in our area. There'll be two parked here in the Vintage area and then another one parked up on the west ramp. Again, to help commemorate the 75th anniversary of the Lockheed 12. In fact, you can hear him in the background.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful. And, you know, the reason that airplane looks so much like a Beech-18 is the period that they were built.
Oh, absolutely. The airplane, you know, twin wing with a spar carry through in the lower cabin, it does a really good job of going fast, the Lockheed 12. And the Lockheed 10E, many folks will remember, was the airplane that Amelia Earhart was lost in on her flight, her attempted flight around the world. And it's the sister ship to the 12. The 12 is a slightly different airplane, but most people recognize it for that particular aspect of it. Just south of those commemorations, then we'll start getting into Vintage parking. And hang on just...
I like your announcements, though.
Well, you know, we just got our announcements fixed, so whether you want them or not right now, you're going throughout this hour, we'll have our folks who will check in with
you. Well, and the announcements just bring up something that's really important, and that is that you have a lot going on down here at the Red Barn.
This is one of the busiest places on the convention grounds. There's all sorts of different things happening, including, as you just heard, over our shoulders, tours. We do tram tours for those who just want to see a little bit more. Maybe you dinged your knee or you just need a little more help and you can't really walk the entire grounds. We have these tram operations every day. They run on a continuous basis, up and down the rows, back and forth. If you take a regular tram, North and South on the grounds. Of course, that's basically for just transportation, but we run these tour trams to help fill in the blanks for folks so they're not just seeing what's along the road.
Now, HJ, is that new for this year?
Oh, no, actually, we've been doing that for, oh, goodness. I've worked at EAA for 22 years, and I recall the tram tours when I was a civilian, if you want to put that in quotes, back in the mid-80s. That was one of the earliest additions. We used to do it with a tractor, a regular. Somebody would come and donate a tractor and
hay.
And a trailer. I don't remember there being any hay.
It was a vintage hay ride.
But I do remember that it wasn't a really nice tram trailer with nice seats and everything. It was basically a farm trailer. And I'm not sure that you didn't have to be careful what was on the farm trailer for the first couple rides.
Oh, right. Well, you know, I'm camping out here in Sally's Alley, and you do have to watch where you step out there occasionally.
Well, there's some leftovers, shall we say. Yeah.
Well, you know, we're only here for, 14, really? We're on grounds for about 14 days out of the year,
Yep. Most
of us. Some people actually come in a month in advance and help. Tell us a little bit about your volunteer staff this year.
Well, every year we have over 500 people come and volunteer in the vintage area. And we really, literally could not do this without them. If it were not for the help of the folks who come, not only for, say, a month ahead of time or 3 weeks ahead of time, but we have work parties every year, usually two or three in the spring, and sometimes we've even had one in the fall. And the vintage hangar is a great example, and so is the newly revised vintage Red Barn, of the kind of work these folks do. They are painting, carpentry, a little plumbing. We have somebody who is a volunteer who's an outstanding electrician. I guarantee you that unless you've got Al Hallett working on your electrical system, your boxes, your breaker boxes are not nearly as well identified as ours.
Well, you do have the gift of volunteerism down here. Every venue does, but vintage, it stands out convention ground wide. The vintage volunteers are well organized and seem to get it done every year in and year out,
Yep. And
do such a super job.
You know, each group has their own particular forte, the things that they like to do the best, and we have some remarkable folks who do a really fantastic job, and they work on this all year long in running our flight line safety. Michael Costa, Kathy McGurran, Trish Storlock, those folks help head up one of our biggest volunteer groups. The guys who are parking airplanes, the gals who are parking airplanes, they're greeting those airplanes, making certain they get parked in the right spots. And they actually work on that all year long. They have a midwinter meeting where all the volunteers get together, and it's kind of a social event, but it's also part of the planning for the things that we're going to do here on the grounds. And their work's critical. Not only is it parking those airplanes, but also you run into those situations where you need a little extra help on the flight line if there's an incident. And they are trained to respond properly to that incident and help the crowd stay safe. So we really, they're invaluable folks. Now, one of the things I will point out, we're sitting right next to it. If you've been in the Red Barn, you notice it looks quite a bit different on the inside than it ever has.
It does. Tell us about that remodel.
That project was spearheaded by our folks in the Red Barn, our hospitality center, Jeannie Hill.
Yes. Jeannie is a veteran, a long veteran, and Jeannie I've had the pleasure of interviewing her a number of times for EAA Radio, and she is a wealth of information.
Jeannie is a native Oshkoshian, and she worked over when we used to have North Central service here with airliners. Jeannie worked in the next snack bar, and that's where she met her husband, Dick Hill, the late Dick Hill. And she's been around the vintage division ever since its inception in 1971. But we recognized that the barn was starting to look a little ragged, and we put her in charge of making some major changes here. And once again, we had a volunteer who's a cabinet maker who stepped up and said, I can make you better cabinets than what you have.
We have one of those, too. Yeah. What's his name?
Rick. I'm sorry. I had it written down on my other pad. But when Rick put this together, he did all of these cabinets you see in here and transported them up here.
Wow.
And the beautiful countertops, the Masonite and trim. It's beautiful, and it's the nicest looking stuff we've ever had. And we also repaneled all the walls. So everything's got a place. That's not hodgepodge tables and some kind of kludged up rack that we've put together. It all has, it's all purposed, and it's set up really well. So we really like the way it looks, and I think folks will find that it's far more functional in there now.
Yeah.
So all we'll do is put a ceiling in it.
Well, HG, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we have a lot more stuff to talk about in vintage for 2011. J. Mott G., we are on the Fly.